Nun Beis, Amud Beis, six lines down, Amar Mar. We had said previously, I put this in right angles for the next line. Yikven Avit Lena Bitsavar Benoya Bitsavar Bita. At a certain point, when the coin is too rubbed out, so you put a hole in it and basically hang it from your son or daughter's neck. You give them as a necklace. The problem with that is Ramin He, we have a Tanaic source, goes for 3.5 lines, and it would definitely seem to indicate otherwise. Referring to coins that had been significantly rubbed out, lo ya'asena mishkal ben mishkaloisav, you should not use it as a weight, balance scale weight amongst your other weights, v'lo yizru kena ben gerutoisav, and don't throw it amongst your other broken pieces of silver. And here I squiggle underlined these seven words, v'lo yikven avit lan bitsavar ben abitai, don't pop a hole in it and use it as a necklace for your son or daughter. Ella, what should you do with it? Oh, yishchayk, or grind it up. Oh, yatuch. Yatuch is the lashon of the katacha. You basically melt it down. Oh, yakutz, or you cut it. Oh, yolich liyamamelech, or throw it into the Dead Sea. Very high salt content. It'll basically be destroyed. Basically, that's the end of the snake source. Are you able to use it as a pendant for a necklace around your son and daughter's neck or not? Amar Belazar, v'amila Rafuna. Amar Rebelazar, like Hasha, it depends where you put the hole. Kan Be'emtza, if you put the hole right in the middle of it, sort of like the old-time Israeli phone token, the old Asimon, then you can keep it, whereas Kan Minatzad, if the hole in it is off to the side, we're afraid somebody might sort of file it down, make it look like a coin again, that's where it would be a problem. The Mishnah had said, put right angles in over here, that Ad Matay Mutar Lahachzir. Well, how long does a person who receives a coin realizes that it might be too rubbed out too much? When can he give it back to the person and request that he be given a good coin? In the Krachim, I underlined, in the big cities, Achir and Shulchani, whatever the standard amount of time is it would take to show it to a professional, to a money changer. Bikfarim, underlined Bikfarim, in the small villages, Adarvei Shabbosois, until Friday, Erev Shabbos. Okay, Maishna Besela de Maflig, or Maishna Betalis de Lai Maflig. Why, when it comes to a coin, is there a disagreement as to how long you have to show it to an expert and to give it back? Some say big cities until you can show it to an expert, small villages until Erev Shabbos. So Maishna Betalis, when it came to purchasing, let's say, a outer garment, there was no distinction made between big cities and little villages. So we have two opinions. I'm Rabaye. I circled Abaye, and a line later I circled Rava. Abaye says, Kitzna Nami Masnisen, Betalis. Well, if we go back a few Mishnayos to when we were talking about being overcharged for a garment, Bekrochensnan, you know what? That was in the big city. But you know what the truth is, Abaye would probably explain that in the small villages, for a talis, you'd also have until Friday. Rava, a different approach, Amar, no. Talis, when it comes to basic value of like a typical outer garment in those days, kol inish kimle begave. Literally all people, like most people, understand what it's worth. They know how much would be an overcharge. However, when it comes to the subtleties of how much a coin rub out is a significant rub out, not a significant rub out, sella, when it comes to the coin, kevan delay kol inish kim le begava, since every person, meaning most people, are not really experts in being able to distinguish, ela shulchani, it's only the professional sort of money changer, hilkach, that's why when it comes to money, bekrochim, in the big cities, Dika Shulchani, where it's very common to be able to find the money changer on Shira. And the Shulchani, the amount of time you have to be able to get that coin refunded for a good coin is until the amount of time it would take to show the professional, whereas Bekfarim in the small villages, the Lake of Shulchani, there's not money changers here, there, and everywhere. On Erev Shabbos, you have until Friday, Disalkin Lashuka, where most people on Erev Shabbos will go to the marketplace to purchase their needs, and that's when they could check this coin if they so desire. The Mishnah said, V'imaya Makira, if you recognize it, you're the person who, you're the merchant who gave this coin to somebody, Afila Hashem Asar Chodeshin, after 12 months. Now, where exactly is this taking place? Heicha. question mark, or Hecha, colon. I bekrochen, if you're in the big cities, we already said the amount of time, ha'amris ad shir l'shulchani. You don't have, like, 12 months later. You have, I don't know, 45 minutes, an hour, however long it takes to show to the local money changer. I bekfarim, if you're in a small village, ha'amris ad ha'shabasis. You already said also until Friday, not like a whole year. So what's going on over here? Amar Rav Chista, I don't know his name, and very fitting that Rav Chista be the one to tell us this explanation. Midas Chasidus Shanukan. What we're seeing here in the Mishnah that you have until 12 months is that simply like an above and beyond the letter of the law. If somebody wants to do it, they should do it if they're a merchant even like 12 months later. Mikra Din, it's only like about 45 minutes or till Friday. Well, if that's the case, Ihachi, Ema Seifa, keep reading in the Mishnah. Here's a 5-word quote of the Mishnah. Ein lo yalav ela tar oimis. He only has on him a complaint. Okay, now, not clear who the pronouns are. Someone has a complaint, but leman, colon. Who are we referring to? The seller who is a chassid? I squeal under the word E. Ela chassid? Well, 1 second. A person is a chassid. You don't do something for someone else and then have bad feelings about it. That then you're by definition not a chassid. If you don't have to do it, don't do it. If you want to do it, but do it with good feelings. So ila chassid, lo kibule likbule mina, do not accept, like don't offer to accept it back, I don't know, half a year or 9 months later. V'le taroi mishavile, and you won't have any complaints. V'ela, so he's squealing on the v'ela. V'la hechte kabla mine, question mark, comma. Well, you want to say it's the other one who's accepting it from him. Ula basar de mekabla mine. Well, 1 second. If it's after he already accepted it from him, taremis tahavile, he's going to have complaints. He just gave his invalid coin in and received a valid one. What would the complaints be? So the Gemara explains, hachi ka'amar. This is what it means to say that this part of the Mishnah is actually talking about if the merchant is not a chassid. Ha'acher, somebody who's a merchant who's not a chassid, afal bishein mekabla himenu, even though he's not going to accept it from you, the purchaser, ein loy alav elataraimus. You, the purchaser, you got no complaints. You had your time limit, your statute of limitations, and it is up, and you didn't get it in on time, so you can basically have complaints, but not more than that. Now, from here, for about the next 2.5 daf until the Mishnah, and Hey Amud Aleph, are sugyas that have to do with Meiser Sheni, one of the biggest sections of all the Shas Bavli. Here we go. Our Mishnah said, "V'nois l'maiser sheni ve'inu choshesh." You can use one of these rubbed out coins for Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni, we know, is produce during certain years of the 7-year Shemitah cycle, the second tithe, the second 10%. You have to take all that produce you grew in Eretz Yisrael and bring it up to Yerushalayim, and you can eat it there. If, however, you don't want to slip it all up, you can redeem it onto money and take that money up. Now, that money that you redeem it onto, it has to be that the money is the same value, possibly even a fifth more, of the produce that you're redeeming onto it, the Meiser Sheni you're redeeming onto it. So it says, V'nois no Meiser Sheni, this coin that has a bit of a rub out, V'eino Choshesh, and you don't have to be concerned, She'ein Ela Nefesh Ra. Someone here is sort of like a bad attitude. Okay, Amarav Papa, Shmamina, we can conclude from here that Haiman de Moikim Azuzi, if you have a person who is particular when it comes to the coins and them not being a tiny bit rubbed out, Bikri Nefesh Ra, you would refer to that type of person as being a bad attitude, bad spirit. Ani Mili, of course, that is qualified as Hudasagi Lu. It has to be that the coin would be able to be spent, which means it can't be too extremely rubbed out. Misayele Lechizkiah, this would be a support, our mission would support Chizkiah, Damar Chizkiah, I circled his name. If you have Meiser Sheni coins, Bala Porta, and you're coming to exchange your Sela, which is rubbed out, for much smaller Pruta coins, Porta Bishavya. So let's say it's 5% rubbed out. So you would get 5% less Pruta coins. However, Ba Lechalala, if you're coming to be Mechalal, the original Meiser Sheni, onto the coin, then Mechalala Be yafa. You can be mechalal it, meiser sheni, as though it's a complete sela. Okay, now that's an interesting statement. It seems contradictory almost. My kamar, and therefore hachi kamar. We're going to have two versions of the hachi kamar. I put a number one in the margin here and circled it. And about six lines later, first word on line is yafa. I put a number two in the margin and circled it there. So hachi kamar. This is what we mean. That afal pi, even though kishabale porta. Porta b'shavya, when you have the sela coin you want to turn into prutois, you get for that coin the number of prutois that it actually is. So let's say it's like only 95%, 5% rubbed at 95%, you only get 95% of the prutois. However, kishuhu mechalala, when you are going to be mechalal it, the meiser sheni onto it in the first place, mechalala b'yafa. Okay, that's the first approach. The Gemara asks a question, goes for about four lines. Well, one second. La memra, is that to say, to savar chizkia, that chizkia is of the opinion de mezalzalin b'maiser sheni? You can really, you can take like, I don't know, if you have some maiser sheni and it's worth exactly a sela, you can be mechalad onto a sela coin that's about 5% rubbed out, really? That doesn't seem to be the case, because Vahamar Chizkia, underlined his name, he said elsewhere that Meiser Sheni, Shein Bo Yishav Apruta. Let's say you have Meiser Sheni and you want to redeem it onto a coin, but it doesn't have even a value of a Pruta. Let's say it's with just a little bit under a Pruta. Well, not a problem. Just take another Meiser Sheni coin that you have, Oimer, and say the following. Hu V'choim Shoi. This Meiser Sheni I have, and additional fifth, because it's the owner redeeming it onto the owner's money. Mechul al Mois, Harishainis is going to have his holiness transferred onto the original money that he had been Mechal al Meiser Sheni onto. Now, how can he do that if he had originally been Mechal al Meiser Sheni onto other money? Lefishi Asher Laila Adam Letzam Se Ma'isav. Because it's impossible for a person to make exact his Meiser Sheni money, which means any sela that he has for sure has space left on it of at least a pruta, that additional that can go onto it, which means that people, if anything, leave a little bit of space on their Meiser Sheni coins and don't fill them all the way up. So the Gemara explains, my beyafe, beyafe, which we had used that term about seven lines ago, mechala beyafe, what we're talking about is betiras yafe. Betiras yafe is, we kept saying biyafa, that it sounded like you could put, $100 of Meiser Sheni on a $95 coin. No. $100 of Meiser Sheni only onto a $100 coin. Biyafa. Betairas yafa. Detrezi li loy mezalzalina be. Two, we'll call them kulas, we do not do, even though it says that you can use this slightly rubbed out coin for Meiser Sheni. That's true. However, you can only put as much Meiser Sheni as the actual real value of the coin has on it. Adkan.